Power soccer may not be a household phrase, but organized power chair soccer, a sport for people who use power wheelchairs, has actually been played for decades. Wisconsin fields two power soccer teams, the Chippewa Valley Hooligans and the Wisconsin Warriors, based in Madison. Both of those teams are going to participate in a tournament this weekend in Sun Prairie. A player from each team joins us now. Ryan Nell plays for the Warriors. Ryan, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
And Jason Endres is a player and coach for Chippewa Valley. Jason, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Ryan, can you start us off for people who haven't been to a power soccer match? Paint us a picture of what the play looks like.
Well, we play on a regulation-sized basketball court, and we play 4-on-4, so 3 forwards and a goalie for each team, and we use a ball that's that's the same material as a standard soccer ball, but approximately 3 times the size.
And Jason, what got you into the game?
What got me into the game is that we had a member that played in Minnesota, and he wanted to start a team here at Eau Claire, Colin Connolly. And so he decided to start this team, and we all went to an informational meeting, and we got into a soccer chair, and I was hooked there with them.
And what's your origin in the game, Ryan?
So I started playing for the Wisconsin Warriors about halfway through the season three years ago. So I'm in my third season now. And my good buddy Bill is the coach of the team, and we've been friends for well over 20 years. And he told me for a long while that I just needed to come and check out a practice. And so I finally did that. And much like Jason, I was there for about, probably about 5 minutes. And I was like, how do I do this? What do I need to do? Who do I give my money to? Where do I get a chair? You know, that kind of thing. So it was sort of an instant obsession for me.
And Jason, I understand players on the teams, and these are teams around the country, there's men and women, a wide variety of ages as well. Can you talk about kind of the variety of people participating in power soccer?
Oh, yeah. I can tell you just on our team, my wife and I are in our 40s, and our youngest player is 13, so a wide variety. There's a team in Illinois that a grandmother was playing, and she was wanting to retire, but she couldn't retire because her grandson that was 5, he wanted to play with her for 1 year. So before she retired, they got to play for a year together.
And Ryan, you play teams from around the country. Are you meeting friends and developing rivalries with players around the country along the way?
Oh, certainly. So we have a national tournament in June that we play in Fort Wayne, Indiana. And the last 2 years, we have been eliminated by the same team in the tournament both times. And so, you know, we have a good camaraderie with all the teams, and that's one of the things I really love about power soccer is everybody is very friendly, and we all become very close. Comparative to able-bodied sports, it's a pretty small population, so we all get to know each other pretty well for the most part. But still very fiercely competitive on the floor, and always looking for ways to get an edge over our competitors. So yeah, but I would definitely say that we have certain teams that we look forward to competing with every season, and we have certain teams that are sort of our nemesis in that we have trouble beating them, and so we definitely develop specific strategies and things like that. So, yeah, a very healthy competition.
And, Jason, both of your teams, you're actually going to play each other, the Chippewa Valley team and the Wisconsin Warriors team, in this second annual Spin Kick Classic Power Soccer Tournament that's this weekend in Sun Prairie. What's this event going to be like, Jason?
Oh, it's going to be cool. It's going to be 4 teams total, 1 from Minnesota, us 2, in Wisconsin, and there's going to be a Chicago team. So it's going to be a lot of fun. Like Ryan said, we're all friends. And, this year it's fun that all the Hooligans and Madison Warriors are all in the same division. So when we get to Indiana, or when we get to Fort Wayne in June, we're both going to fight for the cup.
Let's bring on a caller. Jamie is on the line in Viroqua. Jamie, hi.
Hi, I'm Jamie. I just wanted to say my nephew plays it in Sacramento, and I will actually be in Fort Wayne, Indiana this summer to watch him, to root him on.
Fantastic, Jamie. Thanks a lot for sharing that. Yeah, I wanted to ask Ryan, are spectators welcome at these tournaments?
Oh, certainly welcome and encouraged to be there. As a player personally, I really like to have a loud, sort of electric, exciting environment. So, you know, for me, the more people that can be there, the better. And bring your noisemakers, bring your drums, bring your horns, bring whatever noisemakers you want to bring. We like to make it very exciting.
And Jason, for people out there listening who use wheelchairs themselves, would you encourage them to give the sport a try?
I would certainly, you know, you don't, any kind of ability that is out there, if you can only use your finger to control your chair or your foot to control your chair, anyone can play the powered wheelchair soccer.
Best of luck to both of you this weekend. Jason, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
And Ryan, thanks for being with us today.
Absolutely. Thanks for sharing your time.
That's Ryan Nell with the Wisconsin Warriors power soccer team and Jason Endres with the Chippewa Valley Hooligans. We talked to them today about the sport of power soccer and this tournament they have coming up this weekend in Sun Prairie.